Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio on WTTSFM.com.
Walk off the earth right here in Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio. All right, so I got some questions for you fellas and young lady. Curious, you guys, I saw online, formed back in 2006. And how long have you five been playing together?
I think it's been about 3 years now.
Probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Marshall and I started the band in 2006 as a three-piece. And we'd been playing a lot with around town, different shows around town. And these guys were all in different bands. And we all became kind of friends and started working on like side projects and YouTube videos. And we just realized that we needed to be a band.
Well, you know how the Miami Heat kind of like recruited LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and everybody just to come to Miami?
Exactly.
That's what we did. We just kind of started recruiting everybody.
Pick the right pieces
to the superstar band of Walk Off the Earth.
Well, when you speak of YouTube, obviously your videos are just phenomenal in how you guys put them together and how they look and the songs you choose to play as well. Can you describe or talk about how you choose those songs and then the inspiration on how you want to do your videos?
We just really like good songs a lot. And we've, like Johnny said, we've all been playing music for a long time, and we've all kind of developed this passion for, only doing like the best of what we can do and really kind of striving for that. And whether it's our songs or it's somebody else's songs, just anything that inspires us is where we decide on a song. And then the ideas, Johnny produces the music, so a lot of the ideas will sprout from there. He'll have something brewing, and then when we get to the day of the shoot, we make adjustments and set up things so that they look cool and just add to the videos and have all our heads put into there, and then out pops a video and a song.
just curious, is it like a jam session when you guys get into a studio?
No.
No,
no.
Because when I see some of the videos with all the different instruments around, didn't know if like because when you covered Adele, and you pop from one instrument to another, I didn't know if it was just something like, well, I just feel like playing Adele today, and let's just go for it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it happens like that.
Yeah, it's just usually like the most efficient way. Like people are always like, well, why do you, like is throwing the guitar like a gimmick? And it's actually not. It's just the most efficient way to like get that guitar over there in a quick amount of time. So it's like, that's the kind of way it is on the video shoots. It's like, oh, like, well, I'm playing piano. I know the piano part, but then I want to play the bass later because I know the bass part. So Marshall learned the piano part. So then I'll play the first part so you don't have to learn the whole thing. And then I'll hop on the bass and you switch up. And
sometimes when those ideas come into play, Johnny would be like, okay, so for that video in particular, I was like, look, what song I learned on the piano. And he's like, you should do that. And then you'll do the tambourine, and then you'll do the kick drum, and then this piece of metal on the piano. And I was like, no, I can't do that. And then he's like, no, you can, just practice it. So you just like get used to doing like all these multiple things at a time, and then it ends up being pretty cool in the end.
Now, I'm just curious, did the Gautier cover, did it go in one take, or did you guys practice and then boom?
Well, it is, the video's one take, but it took us 37 times. And a bunch of practice.
37
one takes. 37 one takes and like a whole day of practice before that. But yeah, like the video in general is one take, yes.
Now, when you guys aspired to do that, did you expect 150 million views?
No.
What?
We didn't really think much like that it was any different from any of our other videos. Okay. We I don't know. It was just done, and we're like, it's another cool video. Let's put it up and maybe get 5 to 10,000 views on it, which was like kind of the average in the first week at the time. Like we did have a pretty decent following at the time, like 30,000 followers on YouTube. So we were getting like some attention from our videos, but we definitely weren't expecting 150 million views.
Did you have fun on Ellen?
Yes, we did. Yeah, she's cool.
All right. Just so I know, some of us are going to be going to the show tonight. Can you describe the difference from playing like currently right now, toned down acoustics here in studio compared to what they're going to expect tonight?
Yeah, there's a massive difference. I mean, we try to bring like our YouTube show to the stage in the best way we can, and obviously it's kind of hard to do that at these acoustic shows. We like doing these too, but we put a lot of money into it and a lot of like time and practice and choreographing stuff, and we have like things exploding and
It's tonight the stage was tricky for us to work with too, so it's going to be interesting.
It's
for
one
sure.
of the smaller stages smaller. on this tour, so we had to act some of our backdrops and stuff that we have, but we're still gonna make it work. It's gonna be awesome. Is anyone going to the show tonight? Nice.
Awesome.
Well, all right, I'm done talking, so you guys
Johnny,
can hear some more. So
pass
make
me
sure
to Uke?
You pick up the latest album is Out and About, Revo, so you guys can get a chance to listen to it, as well as check them out tonight at the Old National Center. So once again, Walk Off the Earth.